Hi, Kaya Usher Radio followers. This is Angela, and I'm happy to be the co-owner, along with my spouse, of the cottage that Kaya visited this summer. We had only rented out our cottage one other time before Kaya stayed there, and as we were preparing it for her, I was concerned that we make the space clear and clean for Kaya and her family because it was pretty dirty. Also, I don't know how to clear space energetically, so we just scrubbed and cleaned the surfaces. I hoped that the inside of the cottage would seem fresh to her, because I wasn't convinced that the previous tenants really enjoyed themselves at the land, and I didn't want a negative energetic footprint to remain there for her. I love our land, and I love the lake it surrounds. We've owned this land for about 14 years. Since we built our cottage 2 years ago, I've been working on clearing a hiking path, along with a path that's already been created by lots of deer around the lake. And each day that I spend at the cottage, I usually until recently would hike around the lake, whether it's summer, fall, winter, or spring. I'm always trying to improve the path, work out my own issues moving through the forest, and reap the health benefits that are touted by the Japanese called forest bathing. But I was finding these hikes a little heavy and wearisome, and could also tell that my nature-loving friends were not feeling enlivened the way I wish that they would be. We had, of course, just a somber appreciation of the land, but it did feel a bit like going through heavy air. So when Kaya spoke of the work that she was doing at our land on her radio shows in the month of August, I got very excited to return to the cottage and experience this energetic shift for myself. So we went back this past Saturday, and I sensed a real effervescent quality to the air, the soil, the rocks, the forest, and everything when we arrived. Everything was lighter, and I felt bubbly inside. I don't have an awareness of spirits. I can't tell when there are spirits around me, so I can only accept Kaya's explanation for this change with my own experience of it. I have a dog named Coco. She's a puppy, and she also had an amazing time there this weekend. She is typically a hypersensitive dog, and almost some people have asked if she was abused in her early life because she's so sensitive to sounds and movements. But when we were at the cottage this weekend, Coco and I were able to forge a much more loving bond than when we were at home or even during previous cottage visits. She's so much more calm. Of course, she is still a puppy, so she still gets excited, but it feels so different and lovely. I feel as though I'd be happy to stay at the cottage indefinitely with Coco. She's like a little tuning fork, funneling a lovely energy into me from whatever it is she's picking up. So I'm so grateful to Kaya for visiting and cleaning up our sacred family space. I'm super grateful for the work that you've done there.